Follow your heart, but be quiet for a while first. Ask questions, then feel the answer. Learn to trust your heart. Author unknown. My family and I are standing on the brink of a life-altering decision. It is something we have been planning for months. We have researched, taken classes, read books, talked with others, and finally feel as if we are ready. However, now that we are here, I find myself terrified. Are we making the right decision? Will this change be too much than our family can handle? Will this be too much to handle? Of course, along the way, we have sought guidance from family and friends. Day after day, we have spent time on our knees in prayers. Those who offer us advice remind us that God will not give us more than we can handle. Or, they remind us to let go and let God. While both of these sentiments have authenticity and definitely provide comfort, they unfortunately do not calm all of my nerves. So, what does? What allows me to push through even in the face of uncertainty? For me, it is simple. I trust. First, I have absolute trust in my faith. It's not that I believe everything will be perfect because God wills it that way. It's that I trust I can lean on Him when I am frustrated with the changes occurring. Secondly, I have the utmost trust in my family. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that my family will keep me grounded, that no matter what, we will still be together. I can face any change knowing that. Finally, I trust in our planning. I may not know for sure what will happen, but I can do my best to plan for every possibility and trust that my preparations will sustain us when necessary. Trust may seem simple. It may seem too easy for some. But trust can solidify almost anything. Where we place our trust says quite a bit about our lives. What do you trust in?